And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Maxa. We're in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup right here next to San Diego Landings in Point Loma. We have a great guest for you today. Captain Andrew Viola from the Pacifica is here at a C4 Sport Fishing. We're going to be talking some fishing and great stuff here on Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish-finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island, 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Hey anglers, AFCO Pro Captain Ben Florentino of Coastal Charters here. As a full-time guide, I'm on the water all year long. It's my livelihood. Having the right clothing is of the utmost importance to staying warm, dry, cool, and comfortable to endure whatever the Pacific wants to throw at me. Thankfully, I'm equipped with AFCO clothing to keep me dialed season after season. Do yourself a favor and check out AFCO's award-winning gear at a dealer near you or learn more at AFCO.com.
There are plenty of boat slips and marinas in San Diego, but there's only one Kona Kai. It's not just a place to park your boat. It's a way of life here in America's finest city. The Kona Kai Resort Spa and Marina has multiple swimming pools and a private beach, waterfront restaurants, and award-winning spa, most of which is included for marina tenants. Check ResortKonaKai.com for more information. The Kona Kai Resort, much more than just a place to park your boat.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, man. What a great show today and great timing with what is probably about a great season in front of us to have Captain Andrew on here.
Yeah, good morning, Andrew.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey, buddy. Great to have you. So, Pacifica, C4 Sport Fishing, man, great to have you back. And what's been going on the boat?
So, this is kind of our maintenance period here where we get everything back in order and get everything kind of squared away and upgrade everything, just like, you know, the rest of the fleet. We've did our annual Coast Guard inspection in the shipyard, spent a little few weeks there working on some stuff. And
a few weeks in the shipyard, that's serious.
Yeah, not too bad. I mean, 2 weeks, I think, is fairly standard. Yeah, when you start talking about months, that's when it gets serious.
Yeah. So what kind of things did you do? Just cleaning and painting and all that kind of stuff?
Yeah, we did some woodwork in the bunk room, added some storage down there, revamped our air conditioning system. We redid the exhaust in the engine room, tuned up our main engines and generators, redid our steering, all new cleats, new flooring. We've been getting after it, trying to keep it nice and keep it running.
Yeah. So those of our listeners that aren't familiar with the Pacifica, tell us about her.
So we are a 65-foot boat running out of Seaforth over in Mission Bay. We do a lot of the open party day-and-a-half stuff over there.
Pretty much specializing in day-and-a-half.
Yeah, that's kind of our bread and butter is the day-and-a-half open party trip. But we do anything from shoot half-day trips all the way up to 3-day.
Yeah.
Seems like every year we sneak in a half acre here and there.
Yeah, and you were talking about, you talked to Ray on the American Angler, who's out on a day and a half, and there's some fish around.
Yeah, I talked to him. It was like yesterday afternoon. It sounded like he was seeing sign when I talked to him. He was parked on a good school, and they had just thrown 126-pound bluefin.
Ooh, sweet.
Right on.
Yeah, so we're chomping at the bit to get it buttoned up and get out there and get after them.
Yeah, they're here.
Oh, yeah.
And is it not too far, I would think?
No, yeah, within day and a half range.
Day and a half
within
range.
Within day and a half range, yeah. I think that's the length of the trip they were on.
Why is it a day and a half is a great trip? I mean, everybody's kind of seems to be switching to day and a half, especially with all this bluefin around. What makes day and a half such a great trip?
You know, just fishing sun up to sundown. Yeah. Fishing sun up to sundown. I know that the one-day trips in the summertime are good when fishing's close, but with the bluefin thing, you know, the afternoon or even once it gets dark can be best. So you really get that opportunity to get an afternoon shot or even a nighttime flatfall hit or whatever. Just a little bit more time to try and get it done if they're not biting first thing out of the gate.
Day and a half, like, favors the angler more than the boat owner. You know, I mean, like, it's a fantastic trip for us as the fishermen because, like you say, you're getting to fish from the morning the sun cracks the horizon, basically, until the other end, and all the driving's done at the nighttime. Not so great for the schedule because you lose that half day in between, but for the fishermen, it's the ultimate amount of time to get to be fishing.
Oh, yeah. Shoot, even some of those trips were fishing until 11, 12 at night.
You really don't have to be turned around until the following afternoon.
So yeah, well,
you've got
a
lot of time.
Yeah, depending on where we're fishing, you know, or how the day went.
Sure, and a couple seasons ago, I mean, if you weren't on a day now, you were all that big bluefin, you know, remember those flatfall years where you drive around all day hoping to catch a couple, and then as soon as it gets dark, you're filling the boat, you know? Yeah. Like, there was some trips where if you didn't have that nighttime, you were in trouble.
Yeah, spent all day waiting for the sun to go down.
That's pretty weird.
So, pretty much open party, and do you do charters on the Pacific?
Oh yeah. We're definitely open to the charter thing. Actually, this year we've got a lot more than we've had in the past years.
I would imagine. Yeah. Get
which,
the name going.
Yeah. It's good. Yeah, we're not complaining at all. Yeah, we like I said, all the way up to 3 days. I think we've got a handful of 3 day trips coming up in October and stuff like that. And we actually have this year. We're doing a lot more. Some sponsored trips with Penn and some of the tackle companies.
Oh, great.
Cool.
Yeah, 2.5-day trips. Because those seem to be really popular over the last couple of years, those 2.5 days, which
two
is, you know, like the day and a half, but you get, you know, that extra night and extra full day. So we're trying to capitalize on that this year.
Those book out in advance? Like, you could book those now for the summer coming up kind of thing?
Yeah, so we have our entire schedule up all the way through July. But all of our trips longer than a day and a half are up for the entire season. So all those sponsored trips are up on the website.
So even an August, September, October trips, if they're one of the sponsored ones, you could snag it now before it gets buttoned up.
Yeah, I think on our website there's 4 pages of scheduling.
Wow. So that's PacificaSportFishing.com?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that's your and are they on C4 Sport Fishing too?
Yeah, they're on there as well.
Both too.
Yeah.
Okay. So either C4thLanding.com or PacificaSportFishing.com.
Yep.
Yeah. We were talking about the boat and all like the features. Obviously, the boat's super comfy, but one of the things always we bring up every time is Ken from Ken's Custom Reels always says of all the boats that he fishes on throughout the year, that the best live bait tank in the whole fleet is on the deck of the Pacifica.
Yeah, what's that all about?
Well, you know, when we bought the boat, you know, formerly a Dominator, one of the things that we did was the bait tank because, you know, the old one that was there was just a little bit run down and probably it's been there since the boat was built. So when we got a new one, I actually spent a lot of time. I came over to this side and I crawled through, I don't know, about a dozen boats and was measuring bait tanks and drawing pictures. And I spent about 2 weeks kind of designing it. And then a friend of ours, welder, zipped it together for us.
That's
and
awesome.
It came out really good. It holds a lot of bait. They live well. And yeah, we're super stoked with it.
Now, is the boat or is the bait tanks, you know, long range style like your, you know, previous on the Angler where it's big wells and then trays that go in the wells? Is it hand wells like we're more commonly used to? How does the bait work? You know, just because it gets talked about how great it is and what a good job you guys did. What's it like?
It's hand wells just because it's a little bit taller. I think it's 40 inches tall. So the tray thing is a little bit tough to reach. So we do use the hand wells, but It seems
good
to
hand wise.
Well, yeah. Clearly, yeah. Like you said, it was by design. Like,
yeah.
You know, it wasn't. It's not an anchovy hand. Well, you spent your time with the tape measure making it right.
If Ken Corwin says it's the best
bait
hand, that says something.
That's good enough, right?
Yeah, yeah. So you do charters with Ken and different people like that, where take groups out.
Yeah, I think he's coming. Was it the last Tuesday in June? I think he's coming.
Oh, okay, yeah. Great. Last Tuesday in June. All right, so June is going to be the month.
I sure hope so.
Yeah.
So April's the month.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, it could be. Well, last year, let's talk about last year. Mm-hmm. Once we got cleared to go fishing, things were right out of the gate, right?
Yeah, the whole year was really good. I mean, we didn't have as much yellowfin fishing as we'd had in the past, but, you know, the bluefin sure made up for it.
You have any epic standout trips that you can recall?
Well, that big fish fishing towards the end of the year last year was insane. Between the kite fishing and the flatfall fishing at night, I think we had one trip where we had two fish over 300 pounds. I think we had six or seven over 200 and 30 over 100 or something like that.
Oh, my.
Unreal.
On
turkey
a day and a half trip, yeah.
And that was like October, November, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Late.
And it held up for a while. It was like that for, almost a month.
And yeah. I mean, you guys, didn't you have a super big one last year, too?
I think our biggest was 375.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
375-pound bluefin within 100 miles of home, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it was
That's
insane.
Crazy.
And believe it or not, it was on an International 12.
Oh.
That's wild.
Wow.
Wild.
Wow. So that was a bait fish.
No, it was actually on the kite. The kite fishing was so good. All of our, 50s were occupied. So we just grabbed
what you had, huh?
Yeah, we just grabbed the next biggest reel, which happened to be a 12, and
boom, huh?
So cool.
Yeah.
So when you say kite fishing was really good, describe the moment of when, how you do that with multiple kites and getting baits out and stuff like that.
Well, it's really a testament to the crew and how good those guys are and those guys paying attention to what's going on. As soon as they hear me slowing the boat down or a lot of the time they're standing on the upper deck looking at the sonar because, they're good at what they do and they know what I'm looking at just as much as I do almost. And by the time I'm telling them to put it out, they already have it halfway out and they're just on it. They're good and they're efficient. And, as soon as we, do get a bite or hook one, they're good at getting it in and back out and keeping it fishing.
How does the kite work on an open party trip? Obviously a lot of big fish got caught that way. Like, how does is it a rotation thing? Is it a lottery thing? Like, when we're all not necessarily a charter group, like, how does one, like, get their turn when it's kite fishing and that kind of stuff?
So the way we do it is, I know everyone does it a little bit different, but we do the lottery thing so that basically, we kind of fish it from the upper deck and stuff like that, and then once a fish is hooked, I pulling numbers out of the hat.
Got it.
And then
number 13, you're on. Here we go.
Yeah, exactly. And then once you've caught a fish, your number's no longer in the hat.
That's cool.
Yeah.
And what if you have to go through two rotations?
We haven't done that yet.
That's a quality problem.
I was going to say that would be okay. Come through. Everybody's caught one on the kite. Now let's turn around and do this.
I think the most kite fish in a day is around 20 or so.
That's a lot of kite fish.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And if you can supplement that with some flatfall fish or some bait fish, it's a good day.
Flatfall fish. Let's talk about the rig for the flatfall. I mean, is it multiple hook, a certain weight? How do you fish it? All that.
This year actually was, I think, one of the first years in a while where we had seemed like somewhat consistent fishing towards the end of the year on the flatfall because, 2020, 2019, we didn't have a whole lot of flatfall fishing, especially compared to this last year, which was really nice because, the kite fishing is a lot of fun, but in my opinion, when you can hook them yourself, it's even more of a rush. As far as being rigged up goes, I think the single most important thing is having a heavy leader in front of that lure just because when they do eat it, they tend to inhale it. And
how heavy is heavy? Is it 80? Is it 100? Is it 130? Is it 200? Like,
I've seen guys get away with 100 pound, but I like the 130 pound fluoro. Mm-hmm. Not fluoro because it's fluoro, it's just because it stands up to the abrasion a little bit better. It's a little bit tougher than monofilament, is what we recommend. That seems to make all the difference in the world. As far as the jigs and the colors go, it seems like there's always some kind of fad coming and going on what's working and what's not working or how many hooks to put on it. But the one thing that seems to consistent is having that heavy leader so that when you do get the bite, it stays on.
And getting into the right zone, right?
Yeah, exactly. I always tell the people, if you think you're deep enough, go another 100 feet.
Oh, really? Okay.
That's good. Right. That's good advice.
Yeah. That's really good advice.
Yeah, it's important to get down there. Even when, we're marking them at 180, 240 feet or something like that, it seems like a lot of our bites are towards the bottom end of that or even deeper than where we're actually marking them.
Yeah. Wow. Well, as you can hear, we have a lot of knowledge here in the studio here in the world headquarters. Going to be a great show talking with Andrew and anticipating the upcoming fantastic season.
Yeah, no doubt. Going to be a lot of fun and stoked to have Andrew in here. We caught him just before the season gets cracking, so it's going to be a lot of fun. And if you want to give us a call, man, we want to hear from you. Be a part of Let's Talk Hookup this morning by giving us a call at 213-432-1090. Again, 213-432-1090. That's the best way to reach us here on Let's Talk Hookup. Or send us a text. The text the show option has been very popular. It's only available via the Let's Talk Hookup app. Just download our free app on your Android or your iPhone, and you can listen to the show, you can listen to archives, and you can text the show and fire off any questions you got to Andrew. Not only are we going to be talking fun and talking fishing today, we are also giving away such a killer prize, and a huge thanks to Andrew on such a generous donation. Lucky caller at the end of today's show is going to win a trip on the Pacifica, day and a half trip going fishing this summer to get in on that great fishing out of C4. So a really, really cool opportunity for one lucky caller at the end of the show today. Again, if you want to get your shot at that great trip, or just better yet, your chance to talk to Andrew, 213-432-1090. And when we come back, we're going to be taking those phone calls. Lots of great info coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on that Let's Talk Hookup app in the mightier 1090.
It's a fact of life in Southern California, hard water. And if you have a pool, your towel shows it. Here comes San Diego Pool Towel Cleaning to the rescue. With their specialized equipment, SD Pool Towel Cleaning can safely remove the stubborn calcium deposits most pool owners struggle with. SD Pool Towel Cleaning can make your tile look bright and clean, almost like new again. High-pressure pool maintenance cleaning can damage grout, stone, and dislodge tiles. San Diego Pool Tile Cleaning uses a low-pressure media blasting technique to protect your pool surface from damage and yield fantastic results. So stop making excuses for your stain tiles on your pool. Make them look like new again with San Diego Pool Tile Cleaning. Check their website at sdpooltilecleaning.com and let their professional staff rejuvenate your pool tile. When it comes to professional swimming pool tile cleaning service, there's only one name you can trust. San Diego Pool Tile Cleaning. Check sdpooltilecleaning.com.
Henry David Thoreau said, "Many men go fishing all their lives without knowing that it's not the fish they are after." Let me tell you, it's been one wild year, but one thing that still rings true is how nice it is to get out on the water. And at Fastlane Kayaking, we have the tools to do it. Catch fish and social distance on the super stable and fully loaded fishing machine, the Hobie Pro Angler, now available with the Mirage Drive 360. Or explore our beautiful coastlines, bays, and lakes in comfort on a Hobie Compass or Passport. Or load up the car and hit the road with the inflatable Hobie I-11S and kayak the stunning lakes in Eastern Sierra or wherever you can dream of. The Fastlane team cannot begin to tell you how much we appreciate your business over the last 41 years. We are family-owned and operated, and always have been, and we're here to help you get on the water and spread the stoke. Check out our website at fastlanekayaking.com or stop by the shop in Dana Landing Marina, right on the water in Mission Bay. Let's get out and make some memories.
Your San Diego County Ford dealer knows that vehicles are not one-size-fits-all, and they have a variety to choose from to suit your individual wants and needs. Looking for a truck to handle both work and play? The legendary F-150 has you covered with its military-grade aluminum alloy body and high-strength steel frame and smart technology, like the available Pro Trailer Backup Assist to help you back up your boat with the turn of a dial. Or do you need a vehicle that's ready for your next adventure? The Ford Ranger is standing by, so grab your gear and let's go. This adventure
adventure-ready truck has an available terrain management system that has four selectable drive modes depending on what terrain you're on for optimum performance. Is an SUV more your speed? No problem. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have those too. The 2020 Ford Explorer has been completely redesigned inside and out and has available third-row power-fold seats to easily accommodate more passengers or cargo and available twin-panel moonroof to let the outdoors in. Visit buyfordnow.com to learn more or visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
For all your insurance needs, Snap Insurance is your top choice, providing anglers and boaters with the best in boat insurance and the lowest rates. The experts at Snap Insurance will make sure your boat and property are covered right. Traveling to Mexico? Snap has you covered. Work with your agent to wrap your home and auto with your boat policy to save even more. Get advice on your current boat policy or any of your insurance needs. Snap Insurance, 800-527-6617 or snapins.com.
Gotta love California in the summer. Just remember, COVID is still with us. So if you're going to the water, plan ahead. Follow local public health guidelines and make sure everyone wears a life jacket. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time this morning. A little bonus edition here in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup. How about that, Captain Frank Papresti joining us?
Hey, good morning, Frank.
Good morning, good morning.
Wow, what do we owe this surprise pleasure visit?
Well, I couldn't wait to get over here, Pete. You know, I was over there talking to Ray that got in off the angler, thinking that, you know, they already unloaded, which meant, you know, didn't look too good. But talking to the guys, Ray had two schools of fish yesterday. 75 to 100 miles from Point Loma.
Wow.
They caught one fish, 125 pounds, and had them boil around for a while.
Nice.
So I know that the Old Glory also saw fish. They did not catch any. But with good weather coming next week, my guess is that next weekend there's going to be a few bluefin caught. And by the end of March, you know, it just seems like every year, that last week of March, here they come.
Here they come. We just need the weather window and get out and the coverage.
I think it's pretty exciting. I mean, some people may think one fish is not very exciting. I'm very excited. I think it's going to happen soon.
And to find a couple schools, too.
Yes. Yes.
In what was probably not the most favorable working conditions yesterday either, I'm sure.
So here they come, guys.
Yeah, I like the sounds of that.
So water conditions out there must have been favorable?
There's some good water around, that's for sure. So, you know, things are looking good. There's plenty of bait. So,
okay, here's there's 2 feet of snow in the local mountains, and we're catching bluefin right here within 75 miles of the coast.
That's right.
That's pretty good.
Pretty exciting.
That's a good start to the
spring season. Smiling over there already.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He's ready to jump on the Pacific.
Yeah, we were talking about it just before you came up. It's like, man, I'm chomping at the bit to get out there and get going.
You know, a lot of guys are, for sure. So that's cool.
That's great. All right. What about the Royal Polaris? What's going
on? Royal Polaris, we're loading right now and getting ready to leave on an 18-day in the morning.
18-day.
Correct. And then we get back from that. We got a day in, and we leave on another 18-day.
Wow.
And then we come back and do maintenance. And we do have a few openings on those last-minute trips. We scheduled a three-dayer at the end of May over Labor Day, Memorial Day weekend.
Oh, wow.
And some day-and-a-half and three-dayers in the first part of June. So there's a few openings if anybody wants to look at our schedule.
Okay. RoyalPolarisSportFishing.com.
Yep. And Polaris Supreme has plenty of openings. I think he's going to be ready to run by the 5th, 6th of April.
Wow. Okay. And what about Shogun?
Shogun starts next weekend. March 26th. Yeah. They have a 3 weeks. Or day and a half charter.
Right.
Yeah. And you're going, Rick?
Yeah.
Two-day charter.
Cool. That's my boat partner, my best buddy, Neil.
That's right.
It's his bachelor party trip. So,
bachelor party, you're doing a two-day trip.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
You got to love that.
Yeah, it's going to be a good time. We're excited.
I'm counting on you, Rick.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Great, Frank. Well, thanks for coming to visit the world headquarters. Good to see you. All right. Hey, great start to the show here, getting that fresh report from Frank, who literally just walked up from the landings. The advantage of being right next to the San Diego landings is Frank can go get a report from Ray, walk right up to here to the world headquarters and give it to us.
So yep, right in the mix.
We like it.
I like it here. This is where we're supposed to be at.
Yes, yes, we are, for sure. Hey, don't forget, Andrew Aiello has donated a day and a half trip on the Pacifica, so get on there. I'm not sure. I know Andrew is busily doing the phones there, and 213-432-1090, but you can text the show also on the Let's Talk Hookup app.
Yeah, phones are getting packed up. Everybody's excited. Great prize, great guests, lots of great info, and we're going to jump into them. Why don't we get the phone started this morning with Tom. Tom's calling us from University City. Good morning, Tom. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Morning, Tom.
Good morning. Super excited to get out there and do some fishing.
Yes. We're all chomping at the bit, as they say, right?
Hey, you know, I know we're a ways away from catching school-sized yellowfin, but that's what my question is about anyway. So, you know, when you're pulling up on a school yellowfin, you've got 30 anglers all standing with their rods in their hands and ready to throw a bait out on the slide. And those stops, sometimes you just get five fish. I was wondering if Andrew could coach us up on how to be one of the five people who stays out of the tangle and gets a fish, because they seem to get caught right when you stop. It seems to be those first baits in the water. What are your thoughts on that?
So
that's a really good question.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it is.
So, you know, to be one of those select few comes down to your bait selection, picking out a good bait, real lively bait. And then as far as the tangles go, you know, just keeping a good tab on it. On those short yellowfin stops, too, the long soak is not what you want to be doing. So, you know, if I was down there fishing, in a two-minute period, I'd probably go through three or four baits, because those bites typically come pretty quick. So if you don't get bit in the first 20 seconds, I'd be winding up and going for another one and trying to get the right bait out there, just in case the first one you picked isn't the right one. That would be my biggest thing, is just making sure you have the right bait out there and not wasting your time with the bait that isn't the right bait.
Something we talked about a bunch, like everybody that has fished live bait for even a short period of time, like when you have the right one, you know, like when you cast a bait and the thing takes off and you just know, like, dude, I'm getting bit on this thing, guaranteed.
Yeah, this
thing
is
going to find one. Like every time that happens, you know, like that's the bait. And if you don't have that warm and fuzzy feeling, it's probably for a reason. You know, I mean, not saying that, you know, one bait might not get a bite and swim for the right one, but you know when you've got a really good bait on, and if you don't, you should probably change it until you do have that one on.
Yeah. Yep. Exactly.
So if you have that right bait, how long do you fish it?
Well, and that's all circumstantial. Like we were asked, in those short yellowfin stops, not very long at all. When we're, you know, in an established drift, catching, you know, plunking at bluefin or something like that, that would be the time when maybe a little bit longer soak. But, you know, typically I tend to soak them a little bit shorter than longer. I go through a lot of baits when I'm down there rod and reeling.
And you watch any good angler, they go through a lot of baits, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, trying to get the reaction bite.
If you're in that scenario that Tom's talking about, and it's a lot of short strikes, and it is the first few baits or the first, you know, whatever, does it matter how you hook the bait? And, you know, does all that stuff matter, or is it just a matter of being one of the first ones in and not being in the tangle? And if so, how do you like to put a hook in it?
Nine times out of ten, you know, the butt hook is kind of what I'll go through, but, you know, same thing. It's kind of circumstantial.
Sure.
You know, if you're trying to get a longer cast, maybe a nose hook, you can swing a little bit harder on your cast, or, you know, or if, you know, you're soaking your bait a little bit longer. I'm a big fan of the shoulder hook up at the bow fit when, you know, we're fishing bluefin. But for those short yellowfin stops, I'd probably say a butt hook.
And then the last thing is it worthwhile, like the old albacore days, to just have a Colt sniper on or something like that, and as soon as the jigs go off, you fire the thing off at the bait tank and let that thing slide back through? Does that work as well, or are you really better off putting a live bait back?
I mean, we definitely see it get bit. Definitely those Colt snipers, I mean, they're deadly, but, you know, I guess you ask someone like Ken.
Yeah, right.
Sure. Yeah, stick to the sardines. That would be my go-to.
Like, yep. Live bait. They like to eat it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's good advice.
All right. Hey, thanks a lot for getting us started. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
All right. Let's jump back in. This time, talk to Arnie. Arnie called us from Vista this morning. What's up, Arnie? Welcome to the show.
Good morning, everybody. How you doing, Pete, Ricky, Andrew? Andrew, I want to congratulate you. Actually, on a great season last year. You got a great boat. You're a great captain and an awesome crew. And I want to send a big thank you from CCA about hosting Charter Challenge last year. We had Penn as our sponsor. I was on the boat with you. And I tell you what, for all the passengers that we had on the boat, I think it was 17 passengers, they all caught limits of bluefin out on the Cortez. And you showed us a great time out there, buddy. I want to thank you very much.
Yeah, that was good fishing. I don't think we won, but we had good fishing.
You put it to them, though.
You scored.
That's cool.
That was good. We scored well, but no, dang it, we came in second. We got to fix that.
Well, you're going to be back for that this year, right?
We haven't solidified anything yet, but I think so. Yeah, I talked to Chris about it, and I think it's in the kind of preliminary stages now, but
that's
I think so.
That's fun. Right on, Arnie.
All right, Arnie. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
Yeah, we had a text come through. It said, for Andrew, is the Pacifica one, two, or three main engines? I used to charter the Pacifica back in the Guy Ashley days, and I love fishing. Want to know if that's the same boat or just the same name?
It's the same boat. I think when Guy was driving it, it had three, but now it's got two main engines.
Okay. Standard.
Oh, it used to have three, though.
Yeah. Yeah,
wow.
Just like the Aztec. The Aztec still has three.
The Aztec has three.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, for a small boat to have three engines, what would be the advantage for that?
Faster.
Yeah.
Faster. I mean, I don't know. I don't see a whole benefit to it.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah. That's why it has two.
More maintenance?
Yeah.
Yeah. More maintenance.
More oil to change.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
That's
all right.
Cool.
That's good. I just learned something.
Yeah, totally.
They took that out. All right, let's go ahead and jump back on the phone.
You got it, buddy. How about this time we talk to Brian? Brian's calling us from Wildomar this morning. What's up, Brian? Thanks for joining us here on Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, my friends. How are you doing this morning?
What's up, Brian?
Great.
Question, Andrew. Congratulations. I'm really looking forward to jumping on your boat this year. That's my goal for this year. And but I just wanted to say congratulations to your second captain, but then that leaves you high and dry. Who's your new second captain?
So my second captain is actually my brother. My brother's been working with us for a while now. And
wow.
He just passed his test a few months ago, and so he's going to be our new up-and-coming guy.
Fantastic.
That's awesome.
Yeah, this year he's going to be handling the nighttime duties, and we'll obviously see how it goes, and, you know, maybe he'll be the guy in a few years, you know, but
you guys have been fishing together obviously for a long time.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
So he's got a lot of experience hanging out with you.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Younger brother?
Yeah, younger. Yeah, he's
that's awesome. Yeah. That'll be fun for you guys.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
That's great. Well, that's
I see a lot of sibling rivalry.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you get to really yell at that guy, you know? I mean, you can only yell so much at your employees, but if your employee happens to be your brother, like, you can you can let it happen.
Yeah, we try to keep it an even playing field. Just because he's my brother, there's no special treatment, that's for sure.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Great. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Appreciate that. Of course, a lot of great texts coming through, and we're doing our best to get through as many texts as we can. You can text us only through the Let's Talk Hookup app, and this is one from Mike in Washington, and he wanted to know from Captain Andrew if he ever targets white sea bass on any of his trips.
Man, it's been a while since we've done it with the Pacifica. I would say it would be not very
not
often.
Really.
For us.
Yeah. You're mostly an offshore boat.
Yeah, we're typically fishing offshore every once in a while. You know, we do get a charter group or something that wants to go to San Clemente Island and, you know, fish in San Clemente Island. There's always a chance of catching a white sea bass or a yellowtail. But yeah, most of the time we're offshore fishing for tuna.
Yeah, but seasons change, fish move in and out. You can't, you know, next year could be a different year.
Yeah, exactly. You never know. We always have our underwater light and squid grouder and brailers up on the roof just in case.
Yeah.
So I have to know on the dynamic at the dock at Seaford, like Pacifica has really risen to be one of the very top boats and most popular boats fishing out of Seaford. Do you get to now pick on the new guy of Sam Patella being running out of there? You know, you working on the Angler for so many years with Sam.
Side
like,
by side.
Yeah,
with Sam.
So, you know, obviously you working underneath Sam on the Angler, but now that, you know, you're the big bad Pacifica who's, like, kicking ass at Seaforth and has been for years, like, do you get to push him around for being the new guy?
Oh, no. Well, actually, you know, he actually ties up right next to us. So, we're about 10 feet apart. You know, he's still the same Sam. We love him. He actually last year he kind of jacked me up a little bit. He's like, hey, you know, I know you don't work for me anymore, but you need to get this dock cleaned up.
Oh, Sammy,
I believe that.
Yeah, and then of course now with the Polaris Supreme over there too, and your old second guy.
Yeah, Aliar. Yeah, amazing opportunity for him.
Yeah, great opportunity. I'm sure. And so. How do you? I mean, you said amazing opportunity. I mean, hey, here you lose your second ticket. Are you are you just stoked for Aliar?
Yeah, I mean, you know, every time I talk to him, it seems like, you know, he's over the moon happy with where he's at and what he's got going on. And, you know, I don't blame him. You know, he's wonderful opportunity that, you know, him and Frank were able to to get into that and get that over there and get hopefully get that thing going. And
that's cool.
I'm sure he won't have a problem. He's a heck of a fisherman.
Yeah, and now you have your brother.
Yeah,
which is really cool. Mm-hmm. Is that one of the very few brother operations around?
I think there's a couple. I mean, there's yeah. I think the Gowitz. There's who else is there?
Yeah. Pat and Bill.
Pat and Bill.
Pat and Bill, of course. Yeah.
There's a few of us around.
Yeah. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go ahead and jump back on the phone.
You got it, man. Well, they are packed solid. And again, if you want to get your chance to talk to Andrew, 213-432-1090. Let's talk to John calling us from San Diego this morning. What's up, John? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, guys.
What's up, John?
I had a question for Captain Andrew. You mentioned flat fall fishing, and I was out looking for a new reel, like a Speedmaster, to do that type of fishing. What size do you recommend, and what size do you see your customers using?
Well, honestly, Rick's kind of the tackle guy, but it really depends. You know, if we're catching, you know, 40, 50, 60-pound fish, you can get away with a little bit smaller. But if you're, you know, 150, 100, you know, whatever, on up, you know, I like the International 20 is the one that we have that I really like that one. But, you know, every brand has a
bigger reel.
Yeah, every brand has something. The only thing that I recommend with that is I know that some of the guys switch the gear ratios around a little bit. You don't want to mess with that high gear too much, because you do want a fast retrieve in the event that they're biting it on the wind. If you're coming up at a real slow speed, you kind of miss out on that chance. But most of the stock gearing that comes with a lot of those reels is pretty good.
Yeah. So you're talking about flat fall fishing. Mm-hmm. A lot of times you get bit on the wind?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, quite a few fish last year. I know towards the end of the year it seemed like the SK jig was the hot jig, and we were catching quite a few fish, winding up.
Yeah. Getting down into the zone and then wind it up and then dropping it back down. Is that mm-hmm. the methodology?
Yeah. Typically, it depends on how quick the boat's drifting. If we're not drifting very fast, you can kind of get away with coming up halfway and going back down without bringing the jig all the way to the surface.
Right.
But if we got any kind of a drift going and it seems like that jig's getting real far away from the boat, I like to come all the way up to the surface and try and stay straight up and down on it a little bit more, because I feel like the jig falls a little bit faster with less belly in the line.
So once you start to get some noticeable scope, you're maybe less likely to get a bite, or the jig's maybe less likely to work the way you'd want it to.
Yeah, exactly.
That's good dough.
Yeah, once it starts getting out away from the boat, yeah.
Just
start
over. Get your two or three or four drops out of it, depending on how fast you're moving, and then wind that thing up, get it straight up and down, and drop back down again.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
All right.
We had a call yesterday from a gentleman that was asking about, you know, with you, with heavy reel on a relatively big reel, like you talked about a 12 or a 6, you know, something that's, you know, a somewhat substantial reel, and you've got relatively heavy spectra, and he was asking about if he could just connect that spectra right to the lure, if he should have spectra right to a little, like, 3-foot bite leader of 200-pound fluoro like you were talking about, or if he should still fish, like, a, you know, 15 or 20 or 25-foot top shot, then the bite leader, then the lure. Like, of all those kind of options out there with a flat fall, you guys saw it so much and had such good flat fall on that Pacifica. What do you think the best way to go that route is?
Well, I think that's all preference. Personally, I like, you know, on all of our boat gear, we have our heavy leader right in front of the jig, a little 2-foot piece of 130-pound fluoro. But after that, I like a 15-foot piece of 100-pound mono, just because a little bit of a shock absorber. It seems like we pull less hooks, and it makes the fight a little bit smoother. But, you know, if you go straight spectra down to that that heavy leader, the shock leader, I feel like you can fish a little bit better, because that spectra has a little bit less drag in the water than the mono does.
Drop quickly.
Yeah, it'll sink a little bit faster. Yeah, so just a little less drag.
Yeah.
And it's noticeable, especially when you have, you know, a bunch of it out there. But personally, I like, you know, 15, 20 feet of mono. Just
something to be said about having a little shock absorption, right?
Oh, yeah.
And that bluefin starts shaking his head.
Or if it's choppy and the boat's rolling around.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Or there's multiple fish going and you kind of got to, you know, you're not stuck in one place. You got to work around the other guys or whatever is going on.
Yeah.
It just makes everything a little smoother.
And how are you connecting the shock leader on the jig to the monofilament? Is that on a swivel?
Yeah. Yeah, we just use a little barrel swivel. crimped on that. Crimp on the swivel and then just tie a knot in that mono.
I'm sure the boat probably can and will and does do it. I'm sure Seaforth Tackle Store does it. But I know at Fisherman's we make up, it, for the summertime, with as popular as it's been, we just go through hundreds of them. We take a piece of 200-pound fluoro and we crimp it to one of those super heavy-duty, split rings, 200-pound split ring, and then crimp the other end to a swivel, a little chafe gear on each side, and we sell those just pre-made up so a guy can buy those, split ring the leader right onto the jig, and then tie or crimp his line right to the swivel, and then away you go.
Make it easy.
Yeah, exactly. That makes it nice, too, because if you do catch a fish, it's no big deal to swap it out and get that jig back in the water.
Yep, yeah. And they're just fast and easy. And we started doing them lesser for the sake of, wanting to sell that thing, but more so just like as a hookup for the passenger. Like, 200-pound fluoro is not cheap. It's just size. Buying a spool of 20-pound Seaguar is no big deal. It's 20-pound. It runs you $20. But 200-pound, a coil of 200-pound fluoro is... It's $120, $130, sure. Maybe even more. So,
and you don't need that
it's
much.
Hard to justify spending $130 when you need 3 feet of it.
Right.
So we started doing it that way just so a guy didn't have to buy the whole coil at a time, and then it just turned into one of those we literally
this is worth
in the
it.
Summertime we can't physically make enough of those, because if you're going, why would you not? You spend $10 or $15 to have the thing all ready to go. By the time you buy all the parts and pieces, you're up there. But if you do buy the parts and pieces, you can make leaders, for several years, kind of thing. So there's nothing, no negative to it, but we started making it more out of a hookup reason, and because guys were then not doing it. It's like, I'm not going to spend $150 just so I can make the 1 liter. But like Andrew was saying, it's on those big ones, it's necessity. They just chew you off if you don't have that little heavy piece of leader on them.
Chafe right through it, yeah, for sure. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. I want to throw out a big happy birthday to our buddy Adam Clark, our master of the app and a lot of other stuff for Let's Talk Hookup. Happy birthday, Adam. And also want to throw out a big happy birthday to my good buddy Mark Weir, who was just down in Seawatt with me. And Mark, happy birthday.
Happy birthday, boys.
Yeah, he's now the big 6'5".
Look at that.
Joins the club, Medicare.
That's pretty cool. Well, the phone lines are packed. Everybody wants to talk to Andrew. Let's talk to Sam. He's calling us from Irvine this morning. What's up, Sam? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
We just
a great show, Andrew. Good to talk to you. Hey, a question. I was on one boat, and I was listening to the fish report where the fish were boiling around. Did you ever have anybody fish the popper on those boilers and be really successful? And I asked because I was on one boat where there was a guy that was just killing it on the popper. I've never seen that before. And I'm kind of a sinker rig kind of guy myself, because that flat ball will wear you out if you have to go with it. So you do. But my question is, have you seen a guy work the popper on those and be successful or no?
Well, that sinker rig, that's not a bad thing to stick to. We definitely catch a lot of fish that way. Last year, we did catch a few fish on the popper, but not a whole lot last year, but in years past, definitely, when there's, especially in the springtime, when there's lots of big foamers up and around, and it's that run and gun, get a few casts in, then go to the next one style of fishing. We definitely have seen some success like that. And, there's even been days where that's kind of the only way to catch one. When it's like that, it's obviously nerve-wracking.
I can imagine.
As an operator.
I can imagine.
But like I said, not as much last year, but in years past, and like I said, typically springtime, we've seen that be successful for sure.
All right.
Hey, when we come back, we got a whole lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. We got more of your phone calls, more great information, catch reports. You stay tuned. Lots coming up. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090.
This is Pete, and I hear it all the time. That Jim and Mary at Poway Valley Collision are amazing. I took my car to Poway Valley Collision, mentioned Let's Talk Hookup, and they gave us VIP treatment, fixed our car, and even gave us a special price. Believe me when I say Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. At some point, your car will need a body repair, and I'm confident in saying it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. Our listeners can save hundreds of dollars on your next
tax, car, or truck repair. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, Wawanisa, and more. All you do is call Jim, Mary, or any of their team members, and they do all the rest. No hassles, just top-notch work and VIP treatment. When you take your car or truck to Poway Valley Collision, the job and experience will be top-notch. Get it fixed right at Poway Valley Collision, 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check powayvalleycollision.com. Okay, it's time to talk about great equipment from Shimano, and we were just talking about Speedmaster, and what a great reel, right, Andrew?
Yeah. I definitely like them. Like I was telling Rick, we started seeing them show up on the boat towards the end of last year, pretty regular, and I was blown away.
Yeah. For easy on the pocketbook two-speed reel, I mean, it's just
lightweight.
You can't miss. They cast great. They got great drags, good gears, lots of power, and it's a reel that you can be in the sub-$300 category and legitimately pull on a 100-pound bluefin without any issue. They're a great choice.
Yeah, and multiple sizes that are right for flatfall fishing, flyline fishing, whatever you need.
Yeah, if you need a flatfall rig and you're wanting a fantastic reel and not breaking the bank, a Speedmaster 20 is it. It fits in your hand great. You could fill that thing with 80 or 100-pound Power Pro, put a nice top shot on there, and away you go with a very capable reel of triple-digit tuna that's, again, at a price that all of us can afford.
Yeah, I love the 12 size, too.
So nice.
Powerful reel and small in your hand and gets the job done. Check it out at your local Shimano dealer. That's Speedmaster.
One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka. All for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge ling cod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136 or check kingfishercharters.com.
Give your boat the love it deserves and install a custom sea deck kit from Blue Seas Fabrication. Blue Seas is the West Coast's only certified sea deck fabricator and installer. Sea deck upgrades the look and feel of any boat, old or new. Sea deck non-skid decking adds comfort, convenience, safety, and value. Let the experts from Blue Seas Fabrication custom fit your deck, bridge, and interior with stylish, durable, stain-resistant, and easy-to-clean sea deck. Check BlueSeasFabrication.com and enhance your fishing experience.
Let's Talk Hookup, having a great time here this morning, talking fishing, so much great info going on, and certainly some great fishing out there to be had, too. And with that said, we're going to find out on that great fishing what's going on, because it's time to Catch Report today. Catch Report, sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Not only do they offer the best processing for your fish when your trip returns to the San Diego landings, as well as your private boat catch, now with Fish Pros, the market, you can purchase fresh fish. They have smoked and jerkied fish, spices, rubs, their smoked cheese, their famous tuna burger, and that amazing pokey kit. Call for details or order online at fishermansprocessing.com. We're going to get things started off up at Dana War Sport Fishing. Talk to the man, Captain Ryan Woolley's on the line. What's up, Woolley?
Hey, good morning, guys. You got me?
Yeah, we got you.
Clear, buddy. Good morning.
What's happening? Good stuff going on in there this morning.
Yeah, talking some fishing.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, solid week up here for us. I'll tell you the three-quarter day scene. You know, we're still on this rock fishing program, and it has not disappointed. It's been a good week. You know, the fishing continued to be very good. The quality on the rock fish that we're catching here has been very nice, too. You know, all the usual suspects, reds, cacio, lots of white fish. Our anglers that have the right setups have been the ones that have been doing really well. I'll tell you, like a 400 size reel with 50
Who's
to
that?
65. What's that?
Go ahead.
Okay, sorry. All good. A 400 size reel with like 50 to 60 pound line with an 8 foot medium heavy rod has been the hot deal. It's the quality that we've been seeing here along the coast. It's been really good. You know, typically you think like the reds here along the beach, 1-2 pound cookie cutter type stuff, but we've been seeing some 4s, 5s, 6 pound fish real consistently here. So some real nice bags of fillets going on with our guys. The half-day fishing, I'll tell you, that's been a tricky animal here as of late. That front that's pushed through this last week didn't help us at all. 58 degrees has kind of been our water temps along the coast here, and as a result, that bass fishing has been kind of on the slow side. But still, some nice sheephead and sculpin being caught on the cut baits and the shrimp. But not much action this week on the artificial stuff with the bass. They're all just doing parts of the cooler water. The Fury, he's been over at Clemente. He's had really good fishing over there. That rockfish has been solid. And with the bump in the fishable depth, he's been taking advantage of that over there, been doing really well. Nice reds, grouper, along with a ton of other mixed rockfish. His guys fishing their two hooks on, 16-ounce sinkers has been the hot dough for him over there, getting down to some of that deeper water. And some great sheephead in the shallows, but not much bass. And no love on those yellows that I was talking about last week in my report. You know, he didn't get any shot at that stuff this week. They tried it, but no biters. And that's kind of been his week over there. So that's kind of it for us in a nutshell. You guys want to hop on a trip this week, give us a call here at the Landing, 949-496-5794. Of course, you can check us out a couple different ways online. You can link us through the Let's Talk Hookup website or check us out at danaworth.com.
Awesome,
yeah,
man.
Turkeys. We are just checking out a picture of you guys in your youth.
Oh, yeah, well, that's Andrew. That's Andrew, Aliar, and Brian. Yeah, that's a cool pic right there, man. Some old stuff. Well, I'll tell you. There's another chance of a Viola brother joining those guys on that boat over there, too. We've got their younger brother in our office running our rental rod stuff, taking care of all of our rental rods.
Yeah, my youngest brother, yeah.
We were talking about that. Dana's like the secret place where everybody steals all of your crew members, Willie. You get everybody, you get your crew just the way you want it, then somebody steals them, takes them down to San Diego.
I know, we should start charging for that kind of stuff, man. For sure, but that happens. It's good to see, for sure. So
Andrew used to work for you, and Aliar used to work side by side, right?
Some fun times, man, no doubt.
That's cool, Willie.
Yeah. Well, great to hear from you. Cool. Good having you. It sounds like fishing is good. Rock fishing killer, and things are just going to get better. And we'll look forward to talking to you next Sunday.
Thanks for that, guys. All right, we'll talk to you then.
Keep those photos coming. We might need some blackmail of Andrew here later in the future. So yeah, whatever you got, keep them rolling.
Don't get me started. Yeah.
See you, Willie. Appreciate it, buddy. Right.
Well, we wait for Gundy Gunderson.
Let's keep rolling. We got a couple of great text messages that have come through, and this one was from Scott Del Segundo. It said, hey, great topics about all this flatfall information. Can I throw one in there for Andrew? Do you think charging the glow on the glow jigs makes any difference, or is it all about that thing falling in front of a hungry fish?
I've seen, obviously, the glow get bit, and I've seen guys that, you know, don't charge them get bit. I've seen both of it to the point where I don't think I've noticed. I can give you a definite answer
one
way or the other.
There wasn't a time where there was six guys fishing and one guy glowed up and he got bit every time and the other guys didn't.
Yeah, but, I mean, we also do, you know, like we have these little black light deals that, you know, we put out just so the guys can charge them instead of, you know, hanging them up at the deck lights.
Yeah.
I don't. Personally, I don't think it hurts, you know, so when I see you guys doing it, I, you know, don't tell them not to.
Go for it.
Yeah, charge them up.
Yeah, whatever makes you confident.
Yep.
I don't see how it could make the world a difference, but I mean, I'm with you. I mean, it sure couldn't hurt anything, but we got forced to do the same thing. Like, we sell a little LED, you know, black light flashlight that a guy could buy, like, on the counter just to charge them up with. I mean, there's...
Why not?
I don't think that... Because those things make their living eating things in the dark. You know, they don't... A sardine doesn't glow at nighttime, but at the same time, man, I guarantee it doesn't hurt anything.
Sure.
You know, why not?
It makes it stand out. Yeah. Makes it look a little bit different.
Go for it.
For sure.
Here's another interesting text here. Backpack flyers. Does Captain Andrew fish this method for cow bluefin tuna? And that's when Edwin in San Gabriel. Thanks, Edwin.
The backpack flyers. I got you.
Floaters.
With the pool noodle.
Insulation or whatever. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, we did it actually a little bit last year. When there's not enough wind to get the kite up, it seems like that's kind of the only way to get one back there. The first actually successful time we did it was with John and the guys from Fish 101. We slid one of those back there and got one. And when they first, that was like one of the first times I'd actually really seen it. I looked at it, I'm like, man, that's kind of...
There's no way.
Yeah, and then we were sliding on a school.
Thing.
Yeah, and Mike slid that thing back there and got bit. After that, sold.
Like, okay, we'll try that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, same thing with me. I was out with Mark Wheeler from Encinitas Ford on his boat, and it was kind of a choppy day, and we had one up on the kite and had already had a fish, and then this guy says, hey, let's try this. And I was looking at it. It's like, there's no way that's going to get bit. We stuck the out in the rod holder, and it was just sitting out there, and about a 250-pounder ate it.
That's crazy.
Like, I was like, ha, that really works.
Well, why don't you guys describe it? Because I'm sure there's a guy sitting there thinking backpack rig and pool noodle. How does that work? So maybe, I mean, obviously it's easier seen than not, but do your best to describe what that is for somebody that's on the other end of the radio.
So we call it the life jacket. Yeah, basically all it does is it's, you know, if you can imagine like a pool noodle split in half and then zip tied to the top of the flyer to keep it floating up on the surface. So basically you have your kite and your balloons down into the boat, and then you would have your life jacket or backpack rig or whatever upwind. Yeah,
another way to fish another bait.
So you're taking a piece of something that floats. This is obviously the pool noodle, and you're just zip tying him to his back, and you put him in the water, and that stays on his back and keeps him up afloat. But from the underside, you still put the wings out like you would.
Same.
Do you like it with a skewer? Do you like to tie him up, or how do the wings? How do you go about that part of it?
We do the skewer trick just because it's a little bit faster. I think the tying them looks a little nicer, but when they're hitting it, you don't have really time to rig them like that.
It looks so funky and so like there's no way this thing's getting bit from above. But, you know, you put yourself in that bluefin. When they're looking at all they see is the... Yeah.
Here's this
dummy isn't even moving. You know, here's the underside of the fish and the wings are out and, you know, they don't see anything else. Like, easy target.
Yeah, I mean, I thought the same thing. Like, the first time I saw it, I was like, what in the...
That's pretty
cool.
But
obviously, being professional, I just bit my tongue and said, go ahead, good luck. And
whatever gets bit. Right.
I always love people telling those stories. As you, as the captain, everybody always says like the kiss of death is telling somebody that something will never work. Like, oh, there's no way you're gonna catch one on that. Like, if you want to guarantee that something's work, you swear to a person that it won't, and usually that'll be the thing that ends up getting.
I learned that lesson when I was working for Brian Woolley with the Banjo Minnow. I told somebody
Banjo Minnow.
Yeah, I told somebody it wasn't gonna work or something like that when I was 15 years old, and the guy said, oh yeah, watch this, cast out, and it was like a 35-pound yellowtail or something like that. Ever since then, I bite my tongue.
That's better great. Get your banjo minute.
That's it, man.
Hey, the 2021 Bill Varney calendar and the CCA calendar is available at Tackle Stop and Turner's Outdoorsman. You can purchase them at surffishtackle.com. Not too late. Get yours today.
All right. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including a big block of your phone calls, more great information, more catch reports. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090.
If you're looking for a high-quality cocktail that's also easy to enjoy on your next fishing trip, check out Cutwater Spirits' lineup of canned cocktails. Cutwater's master distiller and co-founder, Yusuf Cherney, is a hardcore fisherman. In fact, he developed Cutwater with all his favorite adventures in mind. Yusuf takes Cutwater's award-winning spirits, uses them to make real cocktails, and then puts them into cans so you can take them anywhere. It's like they were made for fishing because they were actually made for fishing. Check out their popular canned margarita made with real tequila, the zest the vodka mule, or the spicy Bloody Mary, which has some serious bite. They also make super refreshing vodka sodas in grapefruit, lime, and cucumber flavors. Just crack the can and enjoy a bar-quality cocktail even when there's no bar in sight. Back at the dock or at your evening anchorage in Catalina, Cutwater cocktails are exactly what you need for your next fishing trip. You can check out all 18 of Cutwater's canned cocktails at cutwaterspirits.com and then look for them at your local liquor store. Then go ahead and set your cocktail free. Please enjoy responsibly.
The top fleet and superb fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, it's no wonder Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Dos, Pride, Tribute Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth, Sea-Watch, and San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open party schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Have you been looking for a live bait hook that keeps live bait alive? Look no further than Japan's leading fish hook, Gamakatsu. It's the little things that make the difference, and Gamakatsu hooks drive the point home. With an absolute perfect bend and ideal barbs, your bait swims harder and longer. And when you get bit, Gamakatsu hooks bite back with a vengeance. All hooks are not the same. Go with Gamakatsu for infinite success. Gamakatsu, simply the best. Check Gamakatsu.com.
Your San Diego County Ford dealer knows that vehicles are not one size fits all, and they have a variety to choose from to suit your individual wants and needs. Looking for a truck to handle both work and play? The legendary F-150 has you covered with this military-grade aluminum alloy body and high-strength steel frame and smart technology, like the available Pro Trailer Backup Assist to help you back up your boat with the turn of a dial. Or do you need a vehicle that's ready for your next adventure? The Ford Ranger is standing by, so grab your gear and let's go! This adventure-ready truck has an available terrain management system that has four selectable drive modes depending on what terrain you're on for optimum performance. Is an SUV more your speed? No problem. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have those too. The 2020 Ford Explorer has been completely redesigned inside and out and has available third-row power-fold seats to easily accommodate more passengers or cargo and available twin-panel moonroof to let the outdoors in. Visit buyfordnow.com to learn more or visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
Rancho Leonero is very family-oriented. People have brought their children down, and now they're bringing their children. It's not unusual to have three generations of family at the hotel. Grandpa, dad, and normally sons, sometimes daughters. The families come back year after year, and it's a safe place for the kids. It's small, it's intimate, right on the water, 2 miles of beachfront. The water's very shallow in front. There's no currents to speak of, no waves. We have child care, $10 a day for a babysitter. Security is high at Rancho Leonero. It's really unnecessary, but it adds up comfort level. We really do encourage the families. It's a great place for family reunions, family get-togethers, weddings. We do it all. 1-800-646-2252. 646-BAHA. And RanchoLeonero.com. There's nowhere that I could think of to have the same atmosphere and the same experience that you get at Rancho Leonero. We love families.
Shimano has done it again. An amazing lever drag two-speed reel at an affordable price. It's Speedmaster 2. The extremely durable, high-performance Speedmaster 2 with high maximum drag power and a smooth, ultra-wide range of drag adjustability is an absolute fish-fighting machine. Its rigid Hagani body prevents misalignment of moving parts under the heaviest loads. Plus, a spare drag cam is included for optimal use with monofilament lines. The Speedmaster is now available in four models, 12, 16, 20, and 25. This is the perfect reel for the angler looking for a powerful, lightweight, smooth casting reel for tuna or other powerful saltwater game fish at a more affordable price. Nothing in its class can match the Shimano Speedmaster 2, built to provide high-end performance and dependability in a compact, lightweight frame. Get the Shimano Speedmaster 2 lever drag reel at your local Shimano dealer. Check Shimano.com for all the details.